Taylor Swift Eras Tour tickets are priceless for many. It's 99.7 DJX. If you're lucky enough to get your hands on a pair, man, you could either enjoy a night of fun at the Eras Tour like many have done already with the return of the Eras Tour to the United States. Or you can sell it for big bucks, you know, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
This is a setting the bar story, and it's what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do, or right. A situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, pretending to be a security guard in order to get into a Taylor Swift concert for free, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, that's not the best way to go about it.
Yeah, his name's Ivan. He's 44.
Oh, wow.
That's
a typical Swifty, but okay.
Yeah, motive's a little bit unknown, though.
All right.
So what actual security guards, they saw Ivan wearing a suit, a official-looking badge around his neck.
Mm-hmm.
He had told cops he'd been hired by four women to escort them into the Eras Tour show.
Sure.
Didn't have a ticket. Security guards called the police when they saw him down near the floor and field area. So, yeah, Ivan was able to weasel his way to pretty good seats, right? So police, when they got there, they talked to the women that Ivan apparently said hired him.
I was going to ask, has anybody asked the women if they hired him?
They did say, well, he was our Uber.
That is a little different job description.
Right. But they didn't hire him for security and didn't know why he was wearing a badge.
Yep. Nope. You don't need a badge to be an Uber driver for sure.
Yeah. So I guess now he's facing charges for impersonating an officer, interfering with a sporting or entertainment event. Ooh. And listed as a rideshare driver in the police report, not in fact security. As he had said, so.
Clever, though.
Yeah.
Clever, though. He's like, you know what? I'm going to get in and see the show. I'm just going to say, you know, security. They probably don't need a ticket, right? Let's do that.
Look, I can't necessarily fault him for the method with which he did it, because I, for a long time, have said, you know what? Act like you're supposed to be there.
Oh, really?
Act like you're supposed to be there.
It just didn't work out this time.
But
maybe better luck next time? Is that what we're saying?
Well,
I don't think we should say that.
I will say that one of the stories that I've told on the show originated out of me just going, "Welp, I'm just going to act like I'm supposed to be there."
Uh-huh.
When I got detained by the FBI.
Oh!
For trying to sneak onto the, restricted area.
Uh-huh.
Of when the Unabomber Timothy McVeigh was being held and executed. So,
wow. Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is your advice of just act like you're supposed to be there hasn't really worked out in either of your examples.
Well, the way you say that, it doesn't sound like it did.
Right,
but that happened to me a long time ago, and I've since learned how to do it.
Lessons learned how to do. Okay,
I've learned.
See, well, lessons learned how to do it means that you were able to pull it off successfully.
Do you have a successful example
you'd like to share of how acting like you belong there worked?
Yeah, I mean, I think I have. You know, I'm sure there have been things that I've walked into and said, you know what, I'm supposed to be here, and they're like, you know what, I believe you.
Overall, in general, though, we don't condone that.
Right. Exactly. All right, so that's why that's a setting the bar story, friends.
Okay.
Don't be like Ivan, all right?
Clever, though.
44-year-old dude who wanted to just sneak into a Taylor Swift concert, so he pretended he was a security guard.
I mean, the mugshot, he looks a little defeated. Like, he's like, dang it. I didn't get to see the show.
I rented the suit for nothing!
And now I've got problems.
I know. That is your setting the bar story, but what I would love to hear are the stories that you have of the craziest places you've snuck into.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, there's a statute of limitations. I'm sure you're fine now.
I'm sure it's fine now to talk about.
How long before you were discovered?
Uh-huh.
Were you ever discovered?
Okay.
We'll take your stories on the way.
It's going to be a productive conversation.
What do you mean a productive conversation? Yes, I know you, Little Miss Goody Two Shoes, probably don't have any sort of stories of the such.
I don't. I think the worst I did was sneak candy into the movie theater.
But the rest of us who have retractable morals. may have a story or two.
This is the retractable moral segment.
Yeah. All right. Those on the way here on 99.7 DJX.